Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A Meade County farm family is combining a row crop and livestock operation with a new marketing opportunity to make their place in agriculture. Nicholas and Bethany Hardesty of Meade County are among the finalists in the Kentucky Farm Bureau Outstanding Young Farm Family Contest this year.
We raised corn, soybeans. We did raise burley tobacco up until this year, and we decided to give that a rest. We do raise tobacco transplants in our greenhouses. We raise almost 600 acres of tobacco transplants for other farmers. We got a beef cattle operation, cow-calf operation. We sell alfalfa hay, square bale hay. We also dabble in poinsettias now. We've been in the poinsettia market for 2 years.
Hardesty says he got his start during his freshman year of high school.
I raised 3 acres of tobacco my freshman year of high school, and it has grown slowly up until the last 4 or 5 years. We've had a lot of growth in the last 4 or 5 years. We've really grown.
He adds his wife worked off the farm until 4.5 years ago when she came home to raise her 3 daughters.
Her main role is still to raise the children. That's her main role, is to raise the kids. But she still does most of the bookwork in the office. You know, she takes care of all the paperwork and filing and paperwork on the computer. She keeps all the records and everything straight for the most part. And she helps during greenhouse season. And now that we've grown and gotten larger, she runs a lot of errands to get parts. And she helps move equipment up and down the highway.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Meade County farmer Nicholas Hardesty says having his family on the farm is truly a blessing.
Nowadays, you don't see very many families that can make a living from the farm. Most families have to have a outside source of income or, you know, another avenue to generate revenue.
Yeah, it's his favorite thing about farming is taking a crop from start to finish.
In the spring, you start with a seed. You start from, you're putting your faith into what the good Lord can do for you. Can he give you another year? Can he give you a bountiful harvest? Can he guide you and protect you all summer long and give you a bountiful harvest in the fall? And you come in the fall and you see, you know, we've worked hard all summer long. We've done everything that we can do, and we've got a blessed harvest.
The winners of the Outstanding Young Farm Family Competition will be announced Friday at the Kentucky Farm Bureau annual meeting. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.